This is Maryland Morning on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Droves of college-bound students and their parents will take to the roads in the next several weeks for the campus visit. For many, it's a trip with headaches. Educational consultant Stephen Roy Goodman filed this commentary.
Every few years, I have a parent explain to me how Johns Hopkins is a safety school for their child. Their college visiting season means booking three trips, one to Harvard, one to Yale, and one to Princeton. But for everyone else, it's worth giving some serious thought to the best places to visit. In just a generation, the college road trip has become a rite of passage for a wide cross-section of American families. Yet no surprise, I found that today's parents and students often have wildly different ways of looking at universities. One of the students I advise recently returned from a campus that she said had too many hills to walk up. Last year, another student refused to go to a college he'd been accepted to because there weren't enough hip coffee shops nearby. Okay, let's get hip. You're a parent about to spend almost $200,000 on your child's future education. And you dare ask, what about the pre-med or pre-law program? Or the opportunities for small group study? Yeah, Dad, that's interesting, but can I bring a car to campus? And these are the good conversations. They get worse. Should you permit your child to bring her boyfriend on the visit? After all, he's looking at the same schools. And wouldn't it be so much more interesting if he toured the campuses with the family? I've been counseling high school students and their families for over 18 years. There's one story that never fails. I call it the I'm not getting out syndrome. Every year, there's a student who arrives at a particular campus and then refuses to get out of the car. That's right. You and your husband took off 3 days from work, canceled various family engagements, and budgeted for hotels, gas, and meals, only to hear, "Mom, I hate it here. I'm sure I can't even get out of the car." "But honey, how do you know you hate it? You haven't even talked to any students." "I just know it, Mom." And I know what you're thinking. No way, this won't happen to me. My family and I are all on the same page when it comes to school selection. Maybe so, but I advise my families to be prepared for this scenario just in case. My advice? Try to help your child understand the importance of focusing on the task at hand. Explain that the purpose of the trip is to learn as much as possible about various colleges, and that you're all going to make a good faith effort to see the good and the bad. And you really can't make such a determination if you don't get out of the car. What if your child still doesn't like the school? Well, that's okay, as long as you really gave it the old college try.
Commentator Stephen Roy Goodman is an educational consultant in Towson and Washington, D.C. More information on our website, WYPR.org. Ahead on Maryland Morning, a nurse by day, novelist by night on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Stay with us.